that's my lot for today. And all that remains for me to do is to say good morning, Mr. Jackson.
Morning, Mr. Damon.
Bleary-eyed as usual. How
certainly
you doing?
Are. Yeah.
I say, are you going along to the Radio Jackie football match?
I hope so. It sounds as though it could be rather funny. You have some more details.
Yes, it's Sunday the 26th of April, and it takes place at Sutton United Football Ground, which is in Gander Green Lane in Sutton. And our special variety team, which includes Dave Small, also members of Mud, Darts, Sheer Elegance, Patrick Holly of Hot Chocolate, Crispy and St. Peter's, Mike Marino the wrestler, and a whole host of stars will be playing Candy Cars of Mitcham.
I noticed Mark Damon wasn't in that list.
No. Well, if you've ever seen my ankles, you'll know why they won't support a pair of football boots.
I haven't seen them. I'm very, very fortunate.
It's amazing how much weight is held up by such thin ankles, actually. Anyway, the whole thing starts at 2 o'clock. It's in aid of the kiddie bus appeal. All the funds going to Queen Mary's, of course, down in Carshalton.
We still need a lot of money, so cheques would be much appreciated. But go and watch the football match anyway. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, 75p for a programme to get in.
That's right. Okay.
It's all in a good cause.
Fantastic. And that's on April the 26th. Starting us off this morning, The Who. Starting us off this morning at nearly 5 minutes after 10 this Sunday with Richard on the radio until midday. Mark's finally disappeared with his tiny ankles, holding up that enormous weight. Most annoying, yes. What an incredible week it's been, hasn't it? Yeah, well, with the London Marathon last week on the 1st of April and all sorts of things happening then. I wonder if you did anything really unusual on the 1st of April, being April Fool's Day. I was having a look in one or two of the papers during the week, and I think the best story I found was of the London Marathon last week. And I think it was the Daily Express that said there was a Japanese chap who thought the marathon lasted for 26 days instead of 26 miles, and put out a big story, double-page spread, on Wednesday, saying that there was this Japanese man running around London still ever since Sunday, and he was going to be doing it for 26 days. Amazing. Oh, dear. Unfortunately, it wasn't true. All a big hoax. Radio Jackie, but, which hasn't got a hoax at the moment. No hoaxes today, no. Brand new telephone number for you. Mark's already given it out, and I'll tell you that once again. For your dedications, comments on the programmes, and any local information, give Penny a ring. New member to the station, and she has a telephone number. 01 if you're outside London, 643-5693.
Remember when you made up to love me.
Came out around about 1974. Evil Woman, the Electric Light Orchestra. We'll dedicate that one to Angela Ree in Wimbledon. That's from Susanna, who's your daughter. So good morning to you, and also hello to Mrs. Hanley of Sutton, from your son Christopher. Thank you for phoning in, Christopher. And also a dedication for Mr. and Mrs. Humphrey, Keith, and cousins Jane, and Mary, and Isabel. And that's from Carol. Good morning to all of you. I hope you're having an excellent morning this morning. Did you put a bet down on the Grand National yesterday? Yeah, you did. You lost. Yes, I don't really normally go in for that sort of thing, because if I do something like that, I'm guaranteed to lose. Yeah, the horse normally falls down and dies or something similar to that. The Balham Rotarians have an 18 to 28 club, and they meet at the White Eagle Club in Balham High Road.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels. Solutions. Well, the shame.
and Yoko Ono's latest single. Great that, isn't it? Watching the Wheel.
Have you joined the Radio Jackie 227 Club yet? You haven't? Well, if you're under 18 years of age, listen on, because this is how you can join. Just send us details of your name, address and telephone number, and also include your date of birth. Add to this a cheque or postal order for £1.25p made payable to Radio Jackie. Send the whole lot to Radio Jackie 227 Club, Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey, and in return we'll send you one of our special club badges, a membership card which will entitle you to discounts at special places throughout Southwest London, and also one of our newsletters explaining things that will be happening in our club. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you get your membership now. The address, once again, Radio Jackie 227 Club, Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. Don't delay. Join today.
Radio Jackie 227.
Sound 57, a new entry this week, and very popular that one is as well. Yeah, it goes down very well at the discos. I must say hello to everybody down at Brooklands Technical College that we saw there on Friday evening. Hope you had a really good evening. I certainly did, and Dave Small was doing something or another as well, and he had a good time, and he shall be mentioning a few of your names between 12 and 2 this afternoon. There's a show for the disabled, and that is from Walking Aids. It's all about walking aids for the disabled, to cutlery. You've got everything going there for the disabled. All sorts of things to help disabled people. The exhibition is at the Civil Hall in Merton, and it's in about a month or so's time. It's actually in June, only on for a couple of days. It's on June the 9th. If you'd like some more information about what's on at the exhibition, some of the things that are being shown there, there is a telephone number which you can phone during the week. 01 540 8322. The Cure and Primary, latest single 10:22 on Radio Jacket of Southwest London. Richard on the radio until midday today. At around about 10:30 this morning, we'll be having Southwest London's local news, and there'll be a brand new competition at around about 10:45. I'll be giving some tickets away for you to see the film 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton. That'll be coming up at around about 10:45 this morning, so do look out for that. Cotswold School in Streatham Vale are taking 10 handicapped children down to Chichester between April the 25th to May the 2nd, and they require another teacher who is qualified and can gain experience with these children. So if you're a qualified teacher in looking after handicapped children, Mrs. Dawson would like to hear from you, and she's at Cotswold School, not available until tomorrow, of course, Monday through Friday. She hasn't got a phone number, but do write to Mrs. Dawson at Cotswold School, Streatham Vale, Southwest 16. She'd like you to contact them if you can help out. Once again, that's actually between April the 25th and May the 2nd, taking 10 young handicapped kiddies down to Chichester. Sounds like a nice day out. Certainly does. Sound 19 for Colin Blunstone and Dave Stewart. What becomes of the broken-hearted? We'll say hello to Steve and Jackie. Congratulations on your engagement. And hello to Nigel and Pauline. You were married yesterday. Oh, congratulations to you. And all the best for the future from the Hennessy family over there in Mitcham.
Did I ask?
Nina Lovitch and New Toy, latest single. That is absolutely amazing, isn't it? Right, coming up in a few seconds' time, it's Southwest London's local news, so do look out for that. We'll just say hello to Eileen Gretton, and your daughter rang in, and her name is Michelle, and she lives over in Thornton Heath, so she wanted to say hello to you. And we'll also hello to Silver Bolton in Wallington, and that's from your daughter Julie, so good morning to you. All right, it's you're listening to Radio Jackie, 227 meters, 1323 kilohertz.
Radio Jackie, local news at 10:30, and these are the headlines. £14,000 armed raid on Sainsbury's, Wandle District busman worked to rule, and woodland turned into rubbish heap. Two masked raiders wielding sawn-off shotguns ambushed security guards at Balham Sainsbury's store and escaped with £14,000. The raid was staged during peak shopping hours when the security men were pounced on by robbers who had hidden in the store's first floor toilets. The men returned to the toilets until the commotion had died down before escaping over the roof. One of the security men was knocked unconscious in the raid, but he suffered no permanent injury. The Central Robbery Squad are seeking any witnesses to the raid, and for clues as to the robber's getaway car, which to date has not been found. Busmen in eight garages in the Wandle district have been working to rule as a protest against London Transport's refusal to hire more staff. The men are refusing to operate unsafe buses and those not displaying either destination signs or fare charts. The local Transport and General Workers Union official at the Wandle garage has given London Transport until April the 25th, when the new flat fare system of 25p comes into force to take on more staff, failing which the local busmen will strike. London Transport have launched a new advertising campaign recently, estimated to cost £1 million, which depicts the bus service is healthy and developing. The Wandle garage is currently 100 conductors and 260 drivers short. Finally, a woodland area in Coulsdon has been turned into a rubbish tip less than 4 months after council workers cleared the site. Because the local council have been charging a fee to take away rubbish, claim local residents, it's encouraged others to use the woodland in Rutherwick Rise as a dumping ground for unwanted household rubbish. The council, who admit spending hundreds of pounds recently clearing the site to restore the woodland back to its natural beauty, deny that scrapping rubbish clearance fees will solve the problem. This, they claim, is a borough-wide one due to people's laziness in disposing of their rubbish in the proper manner. They have, however, promised to carry out an investigation into the new Rutherwick Rise tip. Well, this has been the local news with Sue Berry. The next news will be at 11:30.
Thank you very much for the news. And as usual on the programme, and around about this time, we have a feature album, alternately a new one and an old one. This week, we're featuring the Beatles' album, Love Songs.
Something in the things she showed me.
From Love Songs, we're taking the Beatles track there, Something, and we're having about four or five more tracks from that album between now and midday today. Over 7,000 inquiries were dealt by the Lambeth Age Concern offices, and they'd like a little bit of help. So if you have any spare time and you live in the Lambeth area, they'd like you to contact them. And their telephone number is 274-7722. That's the Lambeth Information offices for helping the elderly.
Thank you.
tell you, you know, one day those voices are going to break. They surely are. Yeah. The Jacksons. And can you feel it? Child Sound 26. Up two from last week's 28. That is good. It certainly is. By the way, if you'd like to hear that one again next week, why don't you give us a dedication? Yeah. Get somebody in your family a dedication on the radio. Can be done very easily. Just pick up the phone. We have a brand new telephone number. 643-5693. 643-5693. That's the brand new dedication and information line. Penny is waiting to take your calls right now. Yeah, certainly is. If you're disabled and you're fairly young, there's lawn tennis coaching, which is going to be taking place sometime in June, and that's all happening at the Streatham Vale Recreation Ground. If you'd like some more information, you can contact Mrs. Atkinson at Cotswold Secretary School, Woodmanstone Road, Streatham Vale, Southwest 19. From last week's three to this week's number two. I wonder if she'll get to number one for next week. You never know. We'll play that one for Eileen Gretton. That's from your daughter, Michelle. We actually mentioned you a little earlier. And hello, Mrs. Lillian Dowling. Happy birthday. And the message is, make good of your new bus pass. That's from your husband, Patrick, at Roundshaw. So take care if you're travelling around, won't you, Lillian? Don't want you having to be run down and, oh, wouldn't it be awful? But do make use of that good bus pass. You get excellent value for money for that one. Right, coming up in about 4 or 5 minutes' time, we'll be having a brand new competition where you can win some tickets to go and see the film being shown at the Wimbledon Odeon called 9 to 5. And that'll be coming up in about 3 minutes after another track from our feature album of the morning from the Beatles. The LP is called Love Songs, and this track is I Need You.
You don't realize how much I need you. Love love you all the time and never leave you. Please come on back to me. I'm lonely as can be. I need you. Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? I didn't realize, as I looked in your eyes, you told me, oh yes, you told me, you don't want my loving anymore. That's when it hurt me, and feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you,
I need you. Hello and welcome to our movie quiz. Here's country singer Dolly Parton. The title of her song is also the title of a really great comedy film, 9 to 5, that also has an important warning for any male chauvinist boss who tries to get heavy-handed with the male dominance routine in the office. 9 to 5 stars Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton as three office workers who dream of getting even with their chauvinist boss. It's fun and hijinks all the way as the intrepid trio get into one hilarious scrape after another, completely reorganizing the office chaos with unparalleled efficiency. For anyone who's ever worked for a boss and wants to get even, then 9 to 5 is tailor-made for you. And if you'd like to win guest tickets to see 9 to 5 as our guest, then all you have to do is answer my one easy question. All ready to win? Then here we go. Very simple and dead easy. Who plays the part of Judy Burnley, the new girl in 9 to 5? I'm sure you know her voice very well.
This way. This is quite a day for me.
I bet it is.
I was so excited. I left an hour early so I wouldn't be late.
Uh-huh.
I'm certainly glad I did. It took me 45 minutes just to find a parking place.
Right here.
That's it. Let me have your answer just as soon as you can. And don't forget to add your own name and address so that we can send you guest tickets to see 9 to 5, Certificate AA.
If you'd like to enter that one, give us a ring right now. 01-643-5693. 643-5693. Give Penny details of your name and address, won't you? And also answer the competition there. And the first two people to get it right, well, I'll send you each a pair of tickets to go and see 9 to 5 being shown currently at the Odeon at Wimbledon. So that all sounds rather good. In fact, I might go and see that myself over the next few days. It's Hazel O'Connor now, D-Day's latest single. Hard Sound 23 for Hazel O'Connor and D-Day's latest single. By the way, if you didn't get the telephone number for the competition, listen out, 643-5693. 643-5693. That's the brand new Jackie telephone number. We had a letter a couple of weeks ago from Sharon Meller in Battersea, and she says on the 9th of May, four friends and herself are going to walk to Brighton in order to raise money for the St. John's Day Care Centre at Brixton. The children are in need of some new outdoor play equipment, the last of which was vandalised, and they'd like to hear from anybody interested in going along on the walk. That sounds like a really good idea. So if you fancy a nice little walk down to Brighton, should be a good day out. That's on May the 9th. You can phone Sharon Meller, and her telephone number is 223-4128. 223-4128. That sounds like a really worthwhile cause. I should get involved with that if I were you. It's Radio Jackie, and sports results coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, so look out for that. But right now, some super gold from Norman Greenbaum. Do you remember this one? Yeah. 1969, Spirit in the Sky.